We're now standing in front of the entrance to the former chapter house. All that remains of it is this cloverleaf door and the two-light window on the right. The left-hand window was destroyed when the cloister's north gallery was added. I suggest you now go through this door and turn round on the other side. On either side of the door, you can see the springers for the start of the vaulted roof of the chapter house. Before the chapter house was transferred into the upper St. Marguerite Chapel, the canons would gather here each day to read a chapter of St. Augustine's rule, which applied to their community, hence the name, chapter house. I suggest you now move over to the low wall facing the fields to get a better overall view of the cathedral. Notice the powerful buttresses holding up the Gothic nave, which I mentioned inside. They're built up to the height of the vault to offset the lateral thrust. In the space between the buttresses are the radiating chapels that form a sort of crown around the building. One chapel is detached from the church and forms a small building attached by a vaulted passage. This is the upper chapel of Jean de Mauléon, whose coat of arms is carved on the wall. This chapel is invisible from the interior. It's reached through one of the chapels in the choir. Before handing in your audio guide, I suggest you take a stroll in the garden and walk around the chevet. You'll be stopped by a fence, but once outside, you can go on the other side onto the cathedral's north terrace. A few remains of demolished walls are all that remains of the bishop's palace that rose from the 11th century or even earlier to the end of the 14th century on the north side of the cathedral.